大家晚上好。
Good evening, everyone.
在诗篇一百一十八篇二十四节这样说。
In Psalm 118, verse 24.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
诗篇三十四篇第三节这样说。
In Psalm 34, verse 3.
你们和我当称谢耶和华为大。
Okay. Psalm 34, verse 3.
你们和我当称谢耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
让我们低头先做一个祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们真的是感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we really thank you.
感谢你在这特别的时刻，你召集我们来到你的殿里，让我们来敬拜你。
That you have gathered us to worship in this special time.
因为你是配得赞美的。
Because you are worthy of all praises.
你配得敬拜的神。
You are worthy of our worship.
主耶稣，我们在这里求你的宝座高高的坐在我们当中。
And Lord, we ask your high throne to be among us today.
让我们的眼睛能盯在你的身上。
That our eyes can focus on you only.
在你面前有一颗谦卑敬拜的心。
And we can have a humble and worshiping heart before you.
你的灵运行在我们当中。
And your spirit will move among us.
我们这样祷告不配，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in our Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. Amen.让我们起立，先用诗歌来敬拜我们的神。
Let's stand up and use the song to worship our Lord.
耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day.
第一遍我们用中文，第二遍用英文，第三遍用你喜欢的语言。
First in Chinese and English.
这是耶和华，这是耶和华，我的名字，我的名字。我们在其中，我们在其中，向他心欢喜，向他心欢喜。我的耶和华，我的名字，我们在其中，向他心欢喜。我的耶和华，我的耶和华，我的名字。
Yes, Lord, we thank and praise you.
这是你所定的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
主啊，这是七日的第一日。
Lord, this is the first day of the seventh day.
是你战胜死权、复活得胜的日子。
And you are victorious over death and you gain your victory.
我们奉你的名聚集。
We gather here in your name.
我们要称颂赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
主啊，今天也是我们很多学生们毕业的日子。
This is also the day that many students graduate.
看到众亲友一同来到这里参加毕业典礼。
We see many relatives and friends together join this graduation ceremony.
今天晚上也来到这小小的教会。
And tonight we all come to this small church.
与我们一同同心来敬拜你。
That we will worship in one heart.
主啊，这日子真是你所定的。
That this is the day that the Lord has made.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
愿你的灵充满在这个圣殿当中。
We ask your spirit to fill this congregation.
充满在这个聚会当中。
To fill the entire meeting.
让我们因为有主同在，我们每个人都欢欢喜喜。
That we will truly rejoice because of your you being together with us.
也让我们今天晚上这个聚集做一个美好值得回忆的时刻。
And may this night to be a beautiful and memorable time.
我们在这岁月纪念到世界上有许多受苦的人。
And Lord, we also remember many people in this world actually is in hardship.
他们不像我们这样的幸运。
Not like us, they are much less fortunate.
所以我们是存着感恩的心站立在你面前。
Lord, we stand before you in a thanksgiving heart.
我们也不忘记我们领受这么多，我们对这个世界也有一个责任。
That we remember that we receive so much that we have a responsibility toward this world.
愿意我们都成为你恩典的管道。
That we will be channel of your blessing.
把你的福气带给许许多多的人。
That we can bring your blessings to many, many other people.
让我们能够付出从你那边来的爱。
That we can give the love that we have received to other people.
让这个世界更加的美好。
To make this world more beautiful.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天有两位毕业生要在家人在场的情形之下，他们要接受洗礼。
We have two graduates today. Will receive baptism in front of their relatives.
一位是参加Chinese Bible Study 的 Tiffany.
One is from CBS, Tiffany.
另外一位是参加香港基督团契的 Wallace.
One from Hong Kong Fellowship, Wallace Lee.
请你们两位起立。
Please stand.
我们借着简单的几个信仰的问题，让他们能够有机会在众人面前表白他们跟随主的心志。
We'll use some questions so they can express their mindset publicly.
那这些题目的中英文都显示在荧幕上。
There's already an English and Chinese on the screen.
所以我只用中文问。
Okay, only Chinese.
Tiffany 跟 Wallace, 你是否相信像圣经所说的世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这包括你包括我。你是否相信没有一个人能够靠着自己的努力或好行为能够来解决罪的问题，唯有接受神赦罪的恩典，我们才能够恢复与神的关系。你是不是相信神预备赦罪的方式，就是借着耶稣基督为我们降生，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，替我们付了罪的代价？
是。
所以你是不是愿意就存着感恩的心接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主？你是不是也愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世走在他的旨意当中？
是。
好，请坐。我们现在就先请Wallace 来分享他的受洗见证，然后等一下 Tiffany 也会上来分享受洗见证。
大家好，我的名字是叫许佩全，我是读 Applied and Engineering Physics 的。我今天很高兴同大家可以在毕业礼的崇拜同大家分享我的见证。在这个学年的初呢， 我就跟啲教授讨论一些关于报 grad school 的问题。咁其实都会碰到这个问题，他就说你可不可以想象到你十年之后你会在哪里呢？这个问题呢正正是我三年前推动我去接受耶稣基督做我救主的原因。当初我去到Ithaca 的时候呢，咁香港团契就去欢迎我，招待我。我总是不想去参加他们的活动，因为我觉得即是从细到大都觉得基督徒的生活很乏味。咁但係我又好鍾意同佢交通嘅時候喎，咁我諗啦，咁我口硬啲呀同佢哋作對咁就得囉。咁如是者每逢唱到敬拜詩歌，我就特登唔唱神呢個字咁去呃自己。咁後來到咗freshman year 第一年嘅 summer 嘅時候，我返到香港啦，咁好急咁樣去搵暑期工。咁嗰時我掛住 con 呢個名可以搵到份好工啦，咁樣點知我好用心去寫嘅求職信呢，咁全部都冇回音。咁又喺屋企啊，兩個禮拜，咁心入面即係成日都好唔平安咁樣。咁我越嚟就越諗咧，就越發覺自己嘅所謂嘅聰明啊嘅能力，其實都係非常之有限。無論喺學業之上啦、工作之上，或者甚至係感情之上，我都可以控制嘅嘢根本就係好少。咁就咁樣好令我沮喪啊！咁一日我就喺街上面，咁突然間就唱起詩歌，咁就這篇從在於主聖殿來訴說我主恩典咁樣。咁我覺得好驚訝，即係咁努力去拒絕神嘅我，竟然會下意識咁樣就會諗起佢。咁我亦都特別諗起到即係 HCF 聽過嘅道理，呢個道理就係話神佢會應許我平安嘅。 咁我決定咧就唔再鬥氣啦。咁我嗰日好謙卑咁樣嚟俾神去指導我未來嘅日子。咁亦都無怨無悔咁樣。咁我記得嗰日咧係下晝三點幾，咁我就低頭禱告啦，咁同神傾偈，一傾就傾咗成個半個鐘咁樣。咁就係咁樣咧，我就從此之後就享受到從主裏面得嚟嘅平安同埋安慰，一直到從嗰陣時到三年之後嘅而家。咁神咧，其實對我真係好唔差嘅喎。咁佢冇話俾我最舒服、最順利嘅大學生活啦，但係每次我要依靠佢嘅時候，佢都俾我能力同埋平安去渡過難關。咁我好想同屋企人啦、同朋友去分享呢份喜悦。咁因為我知道神俾我嘅恩惠，我同大家即係傾兩個幾鐘都可以嘅。喺靈命上，我今年嘅得著係好大，因為我係一個對音樂好有感覺嘅人。咁第一次我受聖靈感動嘅時候咧，亦都喺praise team敬拜組練習嘅時候。咁而今年咧，神亦都俾我入到合唱團啦。咁第一次我好油衷咁識講即係 Alleluia 咁樣，亦都有幸咁唱到Brahms 嘅安魂曲。咁其中咧一啲聖經嘅詩句，更係令我領受到神喺我心目中嘅喺我哋生命嘅位置。咁有啲神嘅話語，我想同大家分享嘅。咁呢個就係詩篇啦，39:4-7。佢話嗰度就話耶和華啊，求你叫我曉得我身之中我的歲數壽數幾何，叫我知道我的生命不長。你賜我的年日隔如手掌，我一生的年數在你面前如同無有。個人最穩妥的時候，真是全然虛幻。世人行動實如係幻影，他們忙亂真是枉然。儲蓄財寶不知將來有誰收取。主啊，如今我等咩呢？我嘅指望在乎你，系嘅，我嘅指望系在乎神。好似我唔乖或者碰到困难嘅时候，佢都将我捉住，佢俾我不断重新再嚟嘅机会。我感谢香港全契嘅同工嘅支持同爱啦，感谢爹哋妈咪点咁辛苦都特登送到我嚟呢度读书。喺台咧，我学到嘅唔止系 physics， 亦都系学到点样去依靠神去面对我将来成长之后嘅将来。我真係揀咗畢業禮嘅日子嚟受洗，為咗爹哋媽咪同二家姐嚟做見證。多謝大家。
Hi, my name is Tiffany Yu, and I'm a graduating student from the hotel school. A question that people around me always ask.How can you be so energetic and motivated to run around and do the 10 million things you do every day? I stand here before you today and say that it is by God's grace that I am able to accomplish all that I have done. God has planted seeds in my life through my two grandmothers. Christianity was introduced to me at a young age by my grandmother on my dad's side. She taught me how to pray to find peace in God. I never understood what prayer meant, but I prayed with my childlike faith.After moving back to the States in 8th grade, my grandmother on my mom's side brought me to church. Even then, I went to church irregularly and never considered myself a Christian. Coming to Cornell, God has transformed my life in many ways in the past 3 years. In freshman year, God blessed me with a home away from home through my fellowship, CDS, and SICK. He showed me what it meant to live a Christ-centered life. I witnessed everyone's passion for God's word,and personally experienced God's grace in my life. He gave me the desire to seek after Him and be His obedient daughter. In sophomore year, God showed me what it meant to be part of this body of Christ and to carry others' burden. I grew closer to many brothers and sisters and was more aware of others' needs. Furthermore, God convinced me that I may outwardly appear righteous to man, but inside I am full of hypocrisy.How can I call myself a Christian if God is not present in my daily life? I am a sinner and am saved by God's grace. He sent Christ to die on the cross for my sin, so I can have a personal relationship with Him. I started spending more quality time with my Heavenly Father and learned the true meaning of daily devotions. He called me to seek His will and trust in His plan. This year, God urged me to be salt and light of this world through my involvement with campus organizations.I faced temptations of power struggle of this materialistic world. God guarded my heart and allowed me to stand firm in my faith. I only have one purpose in my leadership role, to glorify His name. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, Just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. Even though I may not be appreciated by man, I find joy in serving my Heavenly Father. In the past 3 years, I have become a passionate leader for the whole world to see His grace and love. I learn to do all things through Him who gives me strength. God has broken me down and picked me up. He has stretched me beyond my limits and strengthened our relationship. I have stepped out of my comfort zone to answer His callings. It has not been an easy walk and will continue to be challenging. However, I learned that when I'm willing to give everything up for God, He blesses me with so much more. Finally, I'm thankful for you, my brothers and sisters, who have been supporting me, encouraging me, and helped carry my burdens. I know I'm still imperfect in many ways. I pray that God will continue to transform me into His faithful servant as I begin a new stage in life. For those of you who have not accepted Christ, I urge you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you.
Diana, of CBS, to come up and
share
for us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this joyful occasion.
For
this 这样的一个犀利的完美的时间向你非常感谢。
And I thank you that you are the God that my sister can worship.
你实在是我妹妹的姐妹的主，实在是在你的面前。
The God that she prays to and the God that she trusts in.
是她在生命中所赞美所信靠的。
And God, I ask that you continue to bless her as she puts her faith in you.
主，我们是在因着她在你里面持续的信心，以继续的祝福 Tiffany。 继续成为他力量的来源，也成为他的避难所。在一切的事上保守他的心，远离罪恶。你要更新他的心意，来为你神国的荣耀而工作。他能够往世界去，使万民做你的门徒。再一次，我们感谢你，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Tiffany, I'll definitely miss you as one of the best students in my Sunday school class.
I
think many people will testify that you have truly been Southern Wise among people around you.
很多人都能够来做见证，说你是他们生命中的盐。
We certainly pray that you will continue to be Southern Wise at your new workplace in New York City.
我们也是在为你祷告，在你未来工作岗位上面能够成为众人的盐。
May God make you a blessing to many people.
让你成为众人的祝福。
And I'll baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
David 会带我们一起来为Willen 来祷告。
好的，在祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
谢谢你，Lord, 我们充满感谢。
Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you with our full hearts.
主要你在即系前带到 Willen 自己一个人孤孤单单嚟到Ithaca。
That you have led Wallace 3 years ago alone to Ithaca.
今日 他们开的时候主要就是你匆匆急速地给他很多的恩典。
But today when he is ready to leave Ithaca, he will leave here abundantly.
给他知道他去 Boston 有很好的 graduate school 可以去读。
Oh, you know that you have prepared a good graduate school for him in Boston. And we thank you have prepared many brothers and sisters over there. So God, you have led Wallace to know you more and willing to receive this baptism.We ask you that when Wallace leaves Ithaca, you will protect him for all his life. That is just like in Joshua, that we should be brave.And not be shattered. Because wherever you go, the Lord will go with you. Lord, we ask you to go with Wallace so that he will not be afraid wherever he goes. This is a happy day that we can witness together with Wallace family. We ask you to bless Wallace family. We praise and thank in Jesus' name. Wallace, we thank God for a thing that you have grown so much in the last few years. We know that you wish to receive this baptism before your parents. May God give you patience and wisdom, know how to share this gospel with your parents.
愿主祝福你，让你的爸妈看到你受洗之后，成为一个更好的儿子。
May the Lord bless you that after your baptism you will become even better son.
愿主带领你继续成长。
May the Lord lead your future growth.
在 Harvard 能够为主做强而有力的见
证。At Harvard you will be his good witness.
我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。
Let's pray together again. Dear gracious Lord, that we praise and thank you. You are a faithful God. The Bible said that whoever is in Christ, he will be a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come.We thank you that you have set up this small church in this town. So the students and scholars are coming here for study, they will have a chance to hear the gospel. So that we, people who have been saved by you, can be, become the ambassador for this gospel.
谢谢你在这个小城当中，在这个大学当中做拯救的工作。
We thank you that you have performed your salvation in this small town and in this university.
我们为你在基本里和花的身上的恩典感谢主。
We thank you for your grace, your grace upon William and Tiffany.
我们相信你会继续带领他们在主里成长。
We believe that you will continue to lead their growth in Christ. We also ask you to continue to bless their relatives who haven't received the Lord yet.
也祝福我们在座当中许多慕道还在寻求的朋友们。
They will bless all the speakers among us too.
愿意在不久的年日当中，有更多的人也能够加入主的肢体，和我们一同来分享主丰盛的恩典。
That in the very near future, they will be able to join the Lord's body and to share grace with us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
今天真的是特别的日子哈。
Today is really a special day.
回顾过去的这一年里边。
If we look back to the year.
不管是毕业生也好，还是我们每一个人也好。
We see every either graduate or every one of us here.
在神里边得到很多的祝福。
That we have received so much blessings from the Lord.
我们真应该好好数算主的恩典。
That we should count His blessings.
我们更应该感谢我们的神。
We should especially thank our Lord.
我们要有感谢，很多感谢的话。
We may have many words of thanksgiving.
但是我们现在就用这首献上感恩的诗歌来表达我们对神的爱。
Let's use the song Give Thanks to express our love to God.
就用你熟悉的语言唱就可以了。
You can sing your comfortable language.
分享他们在这过去的在学校的期间里边神对他们的祝福和神对他们的带领。
In the following we'll have three graduates to share with us about how God leads them in their school life.
我们第一位是梁碧清姐妹。
碧清 will be the first one.
她需要带她的 notebook computer 上。
弟兄姐妹平安，大家好。像我这样因为已经离开昆明三个多月的人，为我来分享的大概不多。
已经换了。
谢谢大家给我这个机会。这几个月我在新的环境经历了巨大的工作的压力和挑战。当神与情爱为我在准备这篇分享的时候，不住地提醒我，他给我的爱以及丰富的恩典，我心里就充满感恩。今天晚上我特别来提到，就是我的父母还有我的最好朋友的妈妈都在这里。很感谢神，他们把他们带来，整个过程简直是一个奇迹。我最宝贵的五年的青春都是在康奈尔度过，这是一个很特别的地方，然后山景很奇妙，大概有那个长度，我们所要求努力去追求的要更加好。 就比如说看到原来不是我最想来的学校，我一直都向往阳光明媚的加州大学到底是分校，但是我三次签证都没有过。第二是我很奇妙地把我带到这里来，这个风景非常优美，农业也很发达，让我这个乡下人第一次喜出望外。最宝贵的是神知道我刚来美国的时候虽然已经受洗，但是还没有真正的认识他，也不懂得敬畏他，没有属灵的生活，没有信靠的根基和基石。他就把我放入这个让人受祝福的教会，让我的心有个家。我们家是小而全，但属灵的粮食营养丰富，有大小孩大人小孩的主日学，有神学文心复课程，有门徒训练，有退休会，有布道会，有祷告会，还鼓励大家参加宣教大会。很幸运我以前都参加过，但是以前不懂得珍惜，没有认真的做功课，离开以后才明白，谁知道我看起来很坚强，但是其实比一般的弟兄姐妹要软弱，所以就把我放进参加特训，但是我居然没有明白他的教导和美意。我愈发明白，是希望我们在小事上能够忠心，才会把大点的事情托付给我们。我们教会很小，但是很温馨，弟兄姐妹很有爱心，给了我许多的帮助、带领和家样的温暖。在他们身上，我看到了何为爱主的心，温馨的服侍，爱弟兄姐妹。多年多一日，在我们插经班，询问和咨询，一家是我们的好大爷，他们这家对顾客是一位款待，然后还开放家庭爱心旅社，每次我们团去聚会。这么好的菜，这是自取的。很多弟兄姐妹用他们的才艺和厨艺，就实践他们在主里的爱心，而且就是基督教导是比受有福，为主日学步大会准备了很多很丰盛的食物，我一般是记得吃的。关心有需要的弟兄姐妹的日常的生活，特别是长辈和身体软弱的，现在我带到这里来，有机会参加各样的活动和教会的服事，被迫受也被受教，体会到他的恩典就是在软弱的人身上完全，以及他的怜悯和人民忧伤痛悔的灵。我不是那种聪明的学生，在看那五年说了不少的苦，曾经为实验就是没有好好睡觉，为考试也很担心，然后和老板关系还很紧张，然后还实验同伤心欲绝，经历了学业的更新，灵性的迟钝，还不知道悔改，还有人关系的破碎，若不是有爱心的弟兄姐妹的帮助和爱护，还有神的看顾怜悯，我现在可都没有毕业。走的时候非常留恋自己在新环境里面困难并没有减少，但是很感谢这个属灵的家，这就是我学会的祷告，特别是自己很久的鼓励和牺牲参加祷告会，祷告让我们靠近主和依靠他，明白他的同在胜过一切我们所需要的。所以我想跟大家分享新约圣经腓立比书四章六到七节，主耶稣说应当不无挂虑，只要凡事在祷告祈求和感谢把你所要的告诉神，神所赐却遇到的平安，
并在基督耶稣里保守你的心和意念。谢谢大家。
我们接下来请香港传奇的 Ariel。
各位弟兄姐妹好，刚刚弟兄的分享很感动，我的可能就没这么那个，然后没关系，那很高兴能在这里和大家分享我这大学四年的成长。那记得刚刚转来康奈尔的时候是冬天啊，那下大雪，到时候是白色的。然后我当时住在 West Campus 的时候呢，除了还没有建好的楼房以外，就只有一些树，它光的，什么叶子都没有。然后感觉好像来到一个森林里面，就随时都会迷路的感觉。然后学习刚刚开始的时候呢，校园里面又没有什么人我，然后我想去 College Town。那大家知道明明只要十分钟从 West Campus 走到 College Town， 但是我走了一个小时。然后等我好不容易找到了那个地方，那发现 College Town 真的是除了餐馆以外什么东西都没有。那我当时就心想，宜兰到康奈尔的学生真的勤奋到除了读书吃饭和睡觉以外就什么都不用做了吗？但是幸好后来认识了香港教会和香港团契的弟兄姐妹，他们告诉我还好这里还有一个 mall 可以逛，就是不过我发现单单是和团契的朋友在一起就已经很生活就已经够精彩了。那我从中学开始很喜欢去团契，因为在那边认识的朋友呢都是一生一世的朋友。那在这里也是一样的，我们不只会一起聚会查经，我们还会一起寻求灵力上的成长，更加会一起去滑冰，去包饺子，开生日会，吃火锅，一起为做不完的作业跟问不完的书而开通宵。然后他们一定是我康奈尔生涯里面不可以分割的一部分。而从一个参加者到我现在开始侍奉，一年前开始侍奉吧，那要付出的时间并不少。但是看到新朋友愿意定时来到团契或者教会当中更深的了解耶稣，听到弟兄姐妹在退休会生日的分享，以致刚才 Wallace 和 Tiffany 受浸时候的分享都很感动。然后而当我感觉到神令他们的生命有更多的喜悦，更多的平安和希望，就会感到这一切的付出都是值得的。而这是一个用我觉得是一个用生命影响生命的事工，是能够最直接将爱传给身边的人的一个侍奉。然后团契就像一家人一样，是我最同意也最喜欢听到的比喻，因为我相信这正是主耶稣所说要爱你的邻居如同你爱你自己一样。那今天能够站在这里，我必须要谢谢很多人。首先当然是我的爸爸妈妈，他们坐在下面，因为没有他们我就不会看到这个这么奇妙的世界，也不会能够很小就开始听到福音。然后我还要谢谢我团契的家人们，因为没有你们我就不会有香港团契，不会有可以让我可以放心无所不谈的地方。那家人们呢，就包括我们的 advisor David 跟 Mavis 一家人，他们不但关心团契跟关心我们当中每一个人，然后还有去年给我很多帮助的 Yancy 和 Abden， 他们应该都在当中，还有今年以及很多离校的校友，还有今年和我一起为团契侍奉的同工，包括 Donna Wallace Patrick Betty Calvin Emman Roger 跟 King Yin， 我想我没有漏掉谁吧对，那谢谢他们能够跟我一起去侍奉，跟我一起付出。他谢谢徐牧师和在教会侍奉的弟兄姐妹，因为没有你们就不会有每个礼拜天灵命上的增长，不会有机会在这里分享，更加不会有可以有很好吃的饺子馅，让我们团契可以有包饺子一起聚会的时间。然后最后送给每一位和我一同毕业的朋友，愿神的话都成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，让我们无论走到哪里都能够照亮黑暗。谢谢。
The next one is English Ministry Deacon Jeremy.
For all of you that are in CDM, I might have to CCS there. Anyway, first of all, my name is Jeremy, and I'm going to share with you just a little bit about, you know, what God has been sort of showing me and sort of growing me this past 4 years when I was here at Cornell. If you actually want to look at this, I'm not going to follow it exactly, but it's pretty close. And so, you know, when I first came to Cornell as a freshman, I didn't really know too much what God had in store for me here for the next 4 years. I mean, I came from California, and I really sort of expected, you know, three things coming into here. You know, I knew that there would be a difficult curriculum so that I'd have to go through. I knew that I wanted to find a church and a fellowship to attend. And finally, I knew that I could actually see the seasons change now. And so, you know, other than that, I really didn't know what to expect when I came here. But, you know, I was really thankful that God was able to provide me. You know, four sophomore brothers, actually one of them right here, coming back to visit and for my graduation. And, you know, four sophomore brothers actually approached me, you know, 1 month after I actually got here. And they actually attended FICCC and CCF. And then when they actually asked me if I wanted to live with them next year, my sophomore year, my biggest problem really wasn't that, you know, I didn't really know them, but that I wasn't actually old enough and legal enough to actually sign my own lease yet, so I needed to wait a little bit longer. And yet, this decision may have been like one of the biggest factors that would determine how the rest of my undergraduate career would go. And even though I was like almost the only one in my year at both FIC and also FIC and CCF, I mean, the support and encouragement that these four brothers gave me made me feel very welcome, and they made me essentially feel like one of their own. And I ended up living with them for essentially the next 2 years, and they're still one of my closest friends that I have here. And yet, although my year at FICCC and CCF was so small, God was able to use this actually to my advantage. Because of that, I was actually able to serve in many different capacities. And even though I feel like while I've been here, I feel like I've learned a lot about Christian leadership, I feel like more importantly, being here has helped me develop a deeper understanding of really what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be to live each day as a Christian. And, you know, I may go to church and I may even serve in leadership, but, you know, how, when I look at myself, how is my life really different than someone who is not someone that is a Christian? You know, am I living a life that reflects the heart of a person who has been saved from sin because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross? And because of Christ's death on the cross for me, do I thankfully and appropriately respond by devoting my life solely to Him? You know, do I truly believe that there is no greater thing than knowing Christ? I mean, I by no means claim that I've actually achieved this state, where I can honestly say that Christ is the Lord of all aspects of my life. But I'm thankful that I had wonderful disciples that helped carry me through, such as Dave and Pastor Shu, along these 4 years, to help me continue to grow every day in Christ, helping me step closer and closer to this goal that I hope to achieve. Like I said before, earlier, that I knew that there would be a difficult academic curriculum here at Cornell. I'm a chemical engineer. I can actually say that now. And, and one thing that is interesting about the chemistry program is that as you progress, the courses just get harder and harder. And so this means the hardest courses come at the end, you know, when you have no time to, you know, switch your major anymore. So what can you do? You have to tough it out unless you want to spend another 4 years here again. And so as the years progressed, and especially this past year, I began to question more and more, you know, why I was staying up late, spending so much time and energy in the basement of Oland where there's no light. And on something that seems so trivial and insignificant in, you know, God's grand scheme of His kingdom. And I felt like I could be spending my time and energy on things that seemed more meaningful and purposeful, something that seemed to me a little bit more tangible to, you know, God's bigger picture of things. And I'm actually really thankful that I, through all of this, I was able to have another sister with me to be able to go through and sort of struggle through this together and to help support each other. And even though at that time I didn't really fully understand why God wanted me in this position, God was gracious enough to give me the peace knowing that this is where He wants me to be. I might not know, but this is where He wants me to be. So I'm going to continue to persevere no matter what. And I actually began to get a glimpse of, you know, why God wanted me in this position when I was able to talk to some other chemical engineers that have graduated and that saying that after they had actually gone through this chemical engineering curriculum that, you know, the real world, you know, the workplace isn't so bad after all. And so it gives me a little bit of encouragement in that place. And I guess as I graduate from here, I'm really excited to see, you know, where God will lead me in these coming years, how God will sort of use what He has sort of taught me here for the future. And I'm really thankful Because one of the reasons why I was able to not only endure these past 4 years at Cornell, but also to grow, is because of all the support that I was able to get, especially the brothers and sisters that I was able to have here that God has graciously blessed me with. I'm truly thankful to have people like Pastor Hsu and Dave Smith that took the time out of their busy days to come and disciple me. I'm only beginning to see the importance, how important it is for me to go and do the same for some of the other people. And actually, I'm truly blessed to be able to begin to do this with actually one of the underclassmen that is actually sitting here in this congregation right now. And he's really dear to me, and I'm going to really miss him when I graduate. I can only hope and pray that in the future, as I leave to go out into, you know, the quote-unquote real world, that God will allow me to bless other people and more people like how I've been blessed here at Cornell. Thank you.
Thank you. 每个人的分享都是很感动的。
We thank God that He has moved every our people have shared.
在主里面都是宝贵的。
That they are precious ones in the Lord.
下面是奉献的时间。
Now is time of worship and offering.
奉献是我们基督徒的义务和责任。
Offering is a Christian's responsibility.
也是我们对神的一个信心的回应。
It's also our response to our faith response to God.
当奉献袋传在你跟前的时候，如果你没有准备好，就恭恭敬敬传给下一位。
If you haven't prepared, when the offering bag was passed to you, please just pass it on.
在这个同时，我们唱一首诗歌。
In the meantime, we'll sing a song.
如露切慕溪水。
As the deer.
就用你熟悉的语言唱就可以了。
You can sing in your comfortable language.
头为奉献做一个祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray for the offering.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们再次来到你面前，献上我们的感谢。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we come again before you to give us our praise and worship to you.
谢谢主耶稣，让我们能够有奉献的机会。
So we thank you for giving us the opportunity for offering.
主耶稣，我们知道你不是紧缺这一点钱，但是你借着这件事情，让我们看看我们对你的爱心有多大。
That we know that you are not short of money, but you would like to use our offering to let us see how big is our faith to you.
我们所奉献的每一分钱，你都明白。
Every penny we have dedicated before you, that you understand.
所以说我们在这里就请求你来洁净他们。
And Lord, we ask you to cleanse the money we have dedicated to you.
请你用在你的事工上面。
To be used in your ministry.
再次谢谢主丰丰富富的供应。
And we thank again for God's abundant providence.
我们这样祷告是不配的，是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in unworthy of Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.下面是读经的时间。
Now is the time for a scripture reading.
今天的读经的经文是在提摩太后书二章二十节到二十二节。
Today's scripture reading is in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20 to 22.
我可以看这里哈。
You can see on the slide too.
在大户人家，不但有金银、金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的。有作为卑贱的人，若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。把下面时间交给徐牧师。
I'll give the following title to Pastor Xu。
我们需要正式欢迎 Tiffany 跟 Wallace 加入组织。
We are welcome formally Timothy,
Tiffany,
sorry, and William.
Wallace.
Wallace. To our family.
好。
Please step forward.
完美。对我来说，每年毕业典礼晚上的信息特别难准备。
To me, the message upon this graduation night is very difficult.
一方面，通常这些晚上的聚会内容特别丰富。
On the one hand, because that we have a lot of things in this meeting.
但是毕业生和家长一天下来非常的疲累。
But also on the other hand, that you are very tired after the whole day program.
对信息要尽量简短，好让聚会一定在九点之前结束。
So I have to keep the program short to end before 9 p.m.
但另一方面，毕业同学即将要离开。
But on the other hand, that the old graduate will soon leave the campus.
其中有些人在过去几年当中和我们建立了深厚的感情。
Many of you have established a very good relationship with us.
每次准备这样的一篇信息的时候，情绪偶尔会激动。
So when I prepare the message, sometimes my emotion will get excited.
今天用的经文是提摩太后书二章二十节到二十二节。
I use this scripture passage. It's 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22-23.
我们现在就仔细来看。
Let's study carefully.
二章二十节一开始就说，在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
In the beginning of verse 20, in the large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble.
从上下文可以清楚的知道，这边用大户人家做比喻，目的是指出什么家很大。里面有各式各样的人。
From the context, we know that this use a large house is a parable to tell us that God's house is really big and we have all kinds of people.
讲得更具体一点。
Practically speaking,
在学校的基督徒团契或者是在教会固定参加聚会的人很多。
In the Christian fellowship or in the church that you go steadily to church, there are a lot of people like this.
但是各式各样。
But there are various kinds.
有的人有如金器银器，成为了贵重的器皿。
Some are made of gold or silver, become noble vessels.
有一些人有如木器瓦器，
是卑贱的器皿 ，that are of wood or clay become ignorable vessels。在这边我们要先避免一些错误的观念
，let's first avoid some misconcept。
比如说今天在美国我们都已经接受了职业无贵贱的观念
，in America we know that the profession has no nobility to itself。
那这个观念是好的。
This is a good idea.
但是提摩太后书二章并不是在谈职业无贵贱。
But in 2 Timothy, this is not what we're talking about the nobility of a specific profession.
另外圣经有别的经文教导我们在教会当中每个人各自有不同的恩赐和才干。
In other parts of the Bible, it teaches that in church, we have many gifts and talents in the church.
那人不要比来比去
That we should not compare one another.
要一同配搭，互相帮补，彼此相爱
That we should collaborate together and complement each other and love one another.
那也的确是圣经的观念
And this is the biblical concept.
但这也不是提摩太后书二章所讲的重点
But this is not the focus of the 2 Timothy here.
仔细看看这段经文的上下文
Let's look at the context of this passage
讲的不是恩赐才干
This here not talking about your gifts or talents
也不是讲人人平等
And not talk about equality among a people
而在强调我们每一个人都应该有一个心智就是在神的家中做贵重的器皿而不要做卑贱的器皿
But emphasize here that everyone should have a mindsetThat we should be a noble vessel, not an ignorable one.
贵重和卑贱这两个字，照原文直翻的话是 honor and dishonor.
In the original Greek, this noble and the ignorable are means honor and dishonor.
而且在希腊原文里面不是形容词，而是跟在介系词之后的名词。
In Greek, this is not two adjectives, but the nouns following the preposition.
意思是说一些器皿会带来荣耀或者是成为荣耀
In some vessel can bring this nobility or glory or become that glory
另一些器皿会带来羞辱或者是成为羞辱
And the other vessels will bring dishonor will bring this humiliation
意思是说虽然今天这么多的人聚在神的家中非常热闹
It means that even though we have such a wonderful gathering here
但是将来有些人的生活见证会为神带来荣耀，有一些人却会为神的家带来羞辱。
But in the future, your life testimony, some will bring honor to the church and some will bring dishonor.
这两种人不只是用途不同，而且是完全相反的用途。
These two kind of people are actually not only in two ways.But they are totally opposite ways.
一种带来荣耀，一种带来羞辱。
One brings honor, the other brings dishonor.
对于今天所有毕业即将离开的学生而言，这是很重要的提醒。
To all the graduates today, this is a very important reminder.
今天你们在常春藤的名校之一康奈尔完成了学业，这是非常光荣、值得庆祝的时刻。
Today you graduate from one of the Ivy School, Cornell. This is a very glorious and worthy of celebration.
但是是不是每一位康奈尔毕业的人后来的人生都对社会国家有非常正面的贡献
But is that so that every Cornell graduate will bring the positive impact to our country and to the family
是不是每一位都会带给父母亲戚朋友光荣
They will bring honor to your parents, relatives or friends
是不是每一位后来都有幸福美满的婚姻养育出品行端正的儿女
Every one of Cornell graduates will have a happy marriage andbring out the pious children.
我们都知道答案是否定的。
We know that the answer is no.
康乃的学业也许在找工作、申请学校、甚至找对象的事情上会对你有实际的帮助。
But your Cornell degree may help you in finding your job, your school, even your spouse in the future, that you have a better chance for success.
但是它不能保证你在今后的一生当中会成为贵重的器皿。
It cannot guarantee you you will become a noble vessel in your life.
你在学校读书的这几年环境比较单纯
that, when you're doing the study in school that you have a relatively simple environment
你固定参加团契和教会
you go steadily to a fellowship and the church
但是毕业之后呢
how about after graduation
你会成为一位荣耀主名的基督徒吗
will you become a Christian that glorifies God
这件事情对任何人来说都是一个很大的挑战。
To anyone, this is a big challenge.
没有人可以自夸保证。
Nobody can boast, with a kind of self-assurance.
恐怕自夸的人跌倒失败的机会更大。
Actually, those who boast, probably they will even have a larger probability to fall down.
那有什么方法可以让我们一定成为贵重的器皿呢？
Is there a way that can ensure us to become the noble vessel?
二十一节说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
In the verse 21, it says that if a man cleans himself from the latter, he will be instrument for noble purposes.
所以这边讲了一个很简单的原则。
This is a very simple principle.
如果我们想要成为贵重的器皿，最根本的关键是在我们的心智。
If you want to become a noble vessel, the most important thing is your mindset.
如果你爱惜自己，爱慕圣洁，打从心里愿意远离肮脏污秽的事。
If you cherish yourself and admire holiness, that from your heart you are willing to avoid those dirty and evil things.
神会悦纳你的心智。
Then God will appreciate your mindset.
他会引导你，将你塑造成贵重的器皿。
He will guide you and mold you into this noble vessel.
这心智是根本。
The mindset is the fundamental.
但是我们的心智很容易受外在环境的影响。
But your mindset is also very easily swayed by the outside environment.
有时候我们的心智很强烈。
Sometimes we have a strong mindset.
有的时候我们心智变得很软弱。
But sometimes we become very weak.
那么什么能够保证我们成为贵重的器皿呢？
Then what kind of thing can ensure that we become these noble vessels?
二十二节告诉我们两个非常重要的要领。
In verse 22, tell us two important principles.
这两个要领就是逃避和追求。
Is to our flee and pursue.
什么叫逃避呢？
What do you mean by fleeing here?
逃的意思就是说，你远远看到他，就赶快掉头就跑。
Fleeing means that if you see from a distance, then you are turned your way and run away.
不要站在那里好奇观望，要等到他的与你的距离越来越近。
Don't observe there with curiosity and wait for it approaches you.
教会里面弟兄姐妹大概都记得我讲过的一个实例。
Many of brothers and sisters may remember that I have cited a examples.
我大一的时候，高中的同学开同学会。
When I was a freshman, my high school have a class party.
说完半以后，主办的同学跟我们说有一部好看的电影要给我们看。
And the leader tell us it's a very good movie after the dinner.
一开始放的竟然是 X 级的色情片
and it becomes an X-rated pornography.
所以呢，一放到这些，我虽然很反感，却不知所措。
At the very time, although I feel very I feel very disgusted, but I don't know what to do.
我怕我如果说不看的话，会被人家笑我不是男子汉大丈夫，我就僵在那里不动。
I'm afraid if I say I don't want to watch this, and people will say you're not a real man, so I would stand stiff there.
在那个时候。有一位同学掉头就走。
But at that time, there is one of my classmates. He turned his head and go away immediately.
他走出去几秒钟之后，我才意识到我应该采取行动。
After several seconds, he walked away. Then I think that I should take some action too.
于是我开口说，同学会放这种影片很不好。
But I said that this is not good for the class party to have this kind of movie.
那我一走，其他人就一个个跟着走，片子就停放了。
So once I start leaving, and then many people follow me, and then they stop that X-rated movie.
当时带头走的那位同学是我们班上仅有的两位基督徒之一，也是那天唯一在场的基督徒。
The first one that leave my classmate first leave that day is one of the two Christians that we have in our class. He's the only Christian at that place.
当时我没有信主。
That time I didn't believe the Lord yet.
以前他邀请我去布道会，我从来都不感兴趣。
Before that, he invited me to evangelical meetings. I never feel interested.
但那天我在他身上看到我所羡慕的榜样。
But that day, I see an example that I admire.
我也感受到他有一股我所没有的力量。
I also feel that he has a strength that I don't have.
很感谢主奇妙带领，去年八月他来美国开会，专程来伊萨卡看我。
I thank the Lord for his guidance. That actually last August.This Christian classmate come to visit me in Ithaca.
他现在不只是拥有 MIT 博士学位的杰出科学家。
He's not only a graduate, a scientist from MIT.
也在台湾一间非常兴旺的教会担任牧养的工作。
Actually, pastoring a church in Taiwan.
我在他身上真的看到圣经话语的真实。
On him, I really see the reality of God's words.
他肯逃避少年的私欲。
He's willing to flee the simple youth.
他肯自洁。
He's willing to cleanse himself.
神就果真祝福保守他成为贵重的器皿。
God indeed blessed him to become the noble vessel.
除了逃避之外，二十二节提到另外一个脱离卑贱的要领是追求。
In addition to fleeing, the other fundamental spring up in verse 22 is pursuing.
如果逃避是退出远离一个诱惑的环境。
If fleeing is that you will withdraw from a temptations,
那同样清心祷告主的人追求就是积极参与进入一个可以帮助你得胜的环境。
Then pursue with those who call on the Lord out of the pure heart is to go actively into an environment that help you to gain victory.
如果逃是远远看到那个不好的东西就赶快掉头跑。
If fleeing is that you see the bad things from distance and you turn your weight away from it.
追求的话就是远远看到那个好东西就要赶快开始追。
Pursuing is you see these good things in a distance then you start running towards it.
其实当我们看这里面谈到要追求的东西像公益性的仁爱和平都是好东西
Actually we see the things we should pursue here like righteousness, faith, love and peace these are good things
我们没有人会说我不爱这些东西
Nobody say that I don't like this
但是我们追求吗
We really pursue it
我们当中有多少人会说自己是一个追求的基督徒
How many of among us will say that you are really a pursuing Christian?
这边特别提到要与那倾心祷告主的人一起追求。
This here especially mentioned that we should pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
我记得25年前我在读 MBA 的时候信了主。
I remember 25 years ago when I during my MBA programs, I accept the Lord.
那时候我自认为是个还不错的基督徒，但是我一点都不追求。
That time I think I'm pretty good Christian, but I'm actually not pursuing.
信主之后不到一年毕业搬到加州。
Shortly after one year I graduate and I moved to California,
我就发现自己经不起考验。
I find myself cannot stand the trial.
信心变得很软弱。
I have a very weak faith.
常常跟太太吵架。
I often fight with my wife.
而且冲突越来越严重。
And have very serious conflict.
后来是神使用一对基督徒夫妇把我们带回到神面前。
And God used a Christian couple to bring us back to His presence.
我对我的生命重新有一个反省。
I start reflecting upon ourselves again.
不久之后，我们陆续拿到电脑硕士，搬到洛杉矶工作。
Shortly after that, we have gained our master in computer science, then we moved to Los Angeles.
洛杉矶的环境更复杂
It's a very complicated environment in Los Angeles
所以我们就决定一到新的地方就一定要先在信仰上站稳
So to go to a new place we decided we should stand firm in our faith
所以我们不只参加团契主日学主日崇拜
So not only we participate in fellowship and the Sunday school and the Sunday worship
还去参加每个礼拜三晚上的祷告会
And we go to the prayer meeting on Wednesday
就是从二十几年前开始我们养成了每个礼拜三晚上和弟兄姐妹聚在一起重新祷告的习惯
Starting from 20 some years ago we have cultivated a habit that we will go to church and pray with brothers and sisters every Wednesday
后来我们在教会附近买了一栋房子
Afterwards we bought a house really close to the church
团契每周三晚上祷告会就改到我们家
So the fellowship prayer meeting has moved to our house
就连我太太生第一个小孩第二个小孩的阶段都没有停止
and this has not been interrupted even during my first, the birth of my first and second
现在回头看
now I look back
和弟兄姐妹聚在一起祷告不只是很好的学习和操练
to pray with brothers and sisters is not only a good learning and the service
更是一个极大的祝福
but this is a great blessing
通过那些祷告的时间神一点一滴的在更新改变我们
Through the prayer time that God has gradually changed me.
他们神渐渐加强了我们成为贵重器皿的心智
That God has enforced our mindset to become a noble vessel.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你会不会成为贵重的器皿
Brothers and sisters, will you become a noble vessel?
关键就在于你是否该逃的逃，该追的追。
The key is that whether you should flee properly and pursue properly.
在教会里面是有很多人是该逃的不去逃还去追该追的不去追还去逃
Those in church are actually many of us like you flee from those you should pursue and pursue those you should flee.
想问每次有人鼓励你参加祷告会你是逃还是追
Think about that when people invite you to prayer meeting you flee or you pursue.
对于一些世俗的诱惑，你是逃还是追？
For the worldly temptations, do you flee or do you pursue?
如果你在逃和追的事情上跟圣经的教导方向刚好相反，你不会成为贵重的器皿的。
If you're going the opposite direction for fleeing and pursuing, you cannot become a noble vessel.
对我们在座的毕业生
To our graduate today,
我希望你们今天晚上能够立一个坚定的心志。
I hope tonight you can make a determination before God.
你到了一个新的地方，第一优先就是要找到一间教会。
When you go to a new place,The first priority is to find a church.
要找到一群弟兄姐妹和你一起追求成长。
To find a group of brothers and sisters to pursue and grow together.
不要只是主日坐在那里去听道。
Don't just sit in the Sunday worship and listen to the sermons.
要参加主日时。
You should attend the Sunday.
要参加团契。
You should attend the fellowship.
要参与侍奉。
You should participate in ministry.
更重要的，要参加祷告会。
More importantly, you should join the fellowship, the prayer meeting.
因为那是对你生命塑造最具有关键性影响力的操练。
Because this is the most important cultivation in your spiritual growth.
我想我们当中有一些毕业生的家长还不是基督徒。
Maybe a son of among us that the parents are not Christian yet.
我希望你鼓励支持你的孩子多去教会。
I hope you encourage and support your children to go to church.
我记得我刚信主的时候，我父母亲还没有信主。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord, my parents hadn't accepted the Lord yet.
他们不了解就觉得啊，年轻人怎么花那么多时间在教会里面？
They don't understand. They think, you know, young man, you shouldn't spend so much time in church.
应该多花时间在工作上，或者有空再去上点课，再进修。
You should spend more time in your work, or even just more study to advance yourself.
后来我父母自己来教会，想法看法就渐渐改变了。
Then after my parents came to church.And their mindset has started changing.
他们发现教会用圣经的真理来教导人。
They find that in church that we teach the biblical principles.
帮助更多的夫妻彼此相爱。
That help the husband and wife love each other.
帮助更多的父母晓得怎么样养育自己、教养自己的孩子。
Help the parents know how to take care of their children.
在今天的社会当中，多少的婚姻经不起考验。
In this society, the many marriage fail.The trials in this world.
多少个婚姻一个个破裂
Many marriages has been broken.
除了教会之外，一对夫妻几乎没有其他的场合会有人用正确的观念来教导他们幸福婚姻的秘诀。
Except church, there's no other kind of occasions or groups will teach the husband and wife the right concept to have a happy marriage.
所以如果你的孩子肯去教会，你要为他高兴，你要多鼓励他。
So if your children are willing to go to church, you support them and be very happy about it.
不只是鼓励他去，至少是你自己跟着一块去。
他 always encourages to go, and you should go yourself.
我父母亲后来都固定去教会。
My parents later they go steadily to church.
在我父亲七十岁的那一年，他们两人一同受洗。
When my father was 70 and they my dad and mom received the baptism together.
后来他们都打从心里觉得能够成为神家中的一员，这是人生当中最大的祝福。
They feel that becoming a member in God's family is the biggest blessing in their life.
我诚心的盼望我们在座每一位毕业生的父母及众亲戚们。都能够得到这样的祝福。
I honestly hope that every graduate and their parents that you can receive this blessing.
我们如果照圣经的教导而行，我们每一位都可以成为神家中贵重的器皿。
That if we follow the biblical teaching, that everyone will become a noble vessel in God's church.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
主是我万有。
Be thou my vision.
用你习惯的语言来唱
You can sing your comfortable language
你到 my vision O Lord of my heart Not beforeThe faith that I have Thou must have thought By thee or by now With your faith Thy presence my life Turn with us
Lord, we ask you to truly become the Lord in our lives.
成我们一生的意向,
that you become our vision.
让你引导我们有属灵的眼光,
that you guide us, that we can have the spiritual eyes.
让我们知道该逃的就逃, 该追的就追,
that we can flee and pursue properly.
主啊, 祝福我们在座的每一位,
Lord, that we ask you to bless everybody here.
让我们都能够成为神家中的一员,
that we can become a member in God's family,
而且成为贵重的器皿,
and become a noble vessel.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们接下来有一个小小的礼物要送给所有的毕业生,
we have a small gift to our graduate today.
请所有的毕业生都到前面来好不好, 不管你平常是不是参加我们教会, 我们都请你到前面来,
all the graduates come forward, whether you attend our church regularly or not.
在这时候我们也请所有毕业生的亲戚父母亲朋友都起立我们一同鼓掌恭喜你们,
as parents and
friends,
stand up, stand up. Please be seated for the parents.
我们会送给每一个毕业生一个小小的钥匙链,
we'll give a keychain to our graduates.
钥匙链说, 当基督在十字架上的时候, 他心中想的是你,
in the keychain is imprinted, while Christ was on the cross, you were on his mind.
我们请我们, 教会的孙姨妹姐妹, 代表教会来送给他们每一个,
ask Sister Sun to give the gift to the graduates. We'll ask our elder Joseph to pray for our graduates.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our brothers and sisters who are graduating today, because they have been a blessing to our church.
我们实在为今天毕业的弟兄姐妹来向你感谢，因为他实在是我们教会的祝福。
我们也感谢你们给他们爱他们的父母。 And now I thank 啊，当他们毕业的时候，求你与他们同去。我们不止在在他们的职业工厂上面，他们有着成功来向你祷告，我们也更求你是在他们灵性的生命的成长上面，你给他们极大的祝福。所以他们能够成熟，成为耶稣基督的光。所以他们可以成为一个贵重的器皿。我们要照耶稣名祷告。
毕业生当中，如果你平常是固定在我们教会聚会的话，崇拜结束之后，你可以到后面可以拿一个杯子。
If you are regular attending to our church, the graduate can take a
Yeah, 我们再鼓掌给他们。You can return to your seat.
Yeah, please go back to your seat.
下面就是欢迎的时间。
Now is the welcome time.
我们欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友弟兄姐妹们，你们站起来让自我介绍，让我们能够认识你们。
We would like to welcome the first time comers. Please stand up and we introduce yourself and we would like to know you.
特别是毕业生的父母们站起来介绍你们自己。
If you're a parent of the graduates, please stand up and introduce yourself.
前面开始吧。
Okay. We'll start from the front rows. Tiffany, the family of Tiffany. Oh, this is
my
father, my mom, my dad. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Wallace family. 恭喜谢谢。
感谢。
Ariel's parents.
好，谢谢。
恭喜谢谢。Thank you, Seth Karen.
好。
你是两口来的。
我们是科学老师，非常的感谢我们在考纳有这样的一个团体的这么好的教会，真的把它从把它教到成的那一天，我们都非常欢喜，谢谢大家。
感谢谁？
对他很好的。
感谢主。前面还有吗？
Anyone else?
后边的新朋友，请你们，对不起。还有吗？
Anyone else?
没有了。后面的新朋友，请你们到前边来，行吗？
If there are new friends in the foyers, can you come forward?
Anna. 好。
欢迎。
欢迎你。
Welcome.
好，欢迎。
我是他的外婆。
好，欢迎您，欢迎您。
Welcome。
还有吗
？Anyone else？
好像我们的新朋友都快有一半了，是吧
？We have more than half. I
没关系。现在前后左右说耶稣爱你，握握手。
Let's shake hands with the people sit beside you.Say Jesus love you.
Good. 等一下还会有机会哈。
You will have other opportunities shaken.
下面就是报告的时间。
Is announcement time?
先把补充报告放在前面。
I'll actually put forward the supplemental announcement.
有补充报告吗
？Is there any supplemental announcement?
没有哈。接下来就是作业哈，把这个带回家。
Then homework. Ask you to bring the bulletin home.
特别是毕业生们。
Especially the graduates.
把这张纸带回去，我不在这里念。
Please bring the bulletin home. That I will not read it here.
在你们每天的祷告中，记得伊萨卡教会的家。
So that you will remember the church in Ithaca in your everyday prayers.
为伊萨卡教会的事工祷告。
That you pray for the ministry in this church.
为这里的弟兄姐妹祷告。
You pray for the brothers and sisters in this church.
特别是为神的事工祷告。
Pray for God's ministry.
我们今天的报告我就不报告了，你们拿回去看。
I'll not read the announcement tonight.
起立，我们唱三一颂。
We'll stand for doxology.
基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动、交通与引导，从你们众人同在，直到永永远远。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
默祷之后散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.